I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen. Everybody, Richard Bliss Brook here with another Road to Diamond interview. And today we have the esteemed pleasure of interviewing Royal Crown Diamond Jalene Hay from Kelowna, British Columbia. I know I have a lot of favorite leaders in Young Living, but she's one of my favorites.
Aww.
And that's true. And that's true. And just had the opportunity, Jalene, to spend a couple of days with Dwayne in a Bliss Life seminar. That was fun, and I was so inspired. He stood up and shared his heart, which I know was not perhaps a normal thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. So, Jalene, welcome to Road to Diamond. I know you have an extraordinary story. Are you ready to get into it?
I'm ready, Richard. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So the way I like to start all these interviews is I like to find out who people were before they ever even heard of Young Living, because, you know, I probably a lot of people have heard me say this before, but if we went out into the world with a clipboard and we asked 1,000 people in Kelowna or Red Deer, where'd you used to live before?
I was in Red Deer before. Yeah. Yeah.
So if we wandered around Red Deer with a clipboard and we asked 1,000 people, hey, what do you think about getting involved in one of those MLM things, selling essential oils? Probably everybody would say, never. And yet here you are. So here you are doing a million plus a month in volume and making four times more than the Prime Minister of Canada. So who were you and what were you doing before you ever heard of Young Living?
Oh, that's a great question. So actually, when I graduated high school, I went off to college and I got a business degree with a major in accounting. Wow. And so I got halfway through my designation to be it was a chartered accountant at the time. I think they've changed the designation now. But I got halfway through that and realized that that was not the life that I wanted to live, based off of a really bad experience where at the end of the day, I was working on a client doing a job, an audit, and I found something and I was being the good auditor and found something that wasn't right. And I went to my manager and they said, you know, don't worry about it. And so at the end of the day, I was like, so you're telling me I'm not really important. My job doesn't matter. And so that was basically the end of my accounting career. And so I kind of went through a little identity finding in there and got like a temporary job in the meantime, working for a home building company who actually I was at for about 6-8 months. And then I got fired from that position. Not because I wasn't a good worker. 100%. And the reason he fired me was because I lacked passion in my job. So he was like, I can't have you in this position. Release, go. So I went through yet another identity finding experience there. And I ended up going back to school to study graphic design and multimedia. So I went straight from like left brain, right brain, kind of a two different career paths there. And that was just like a certificate program. And during that time, I found out I was pregnant with our first baby. So that was a whole new career change in and of itself. I actually did a bit of graphic design for myself from home when she was a baby, and then realized sitting in front of a computer screen for 9 hours a day doesn't really work well with a little person. And so I let that go when she was about a year old. And then I was basically a stay-at-home mom when I found Young Living. And at that point I had two little ones at home. So yeah.
Wow. All right. So there's a clue looking for people that we want to enroll to build big teams for us. You could ask people, have you ever been fired? And if they have, then that could be good. Or
yeah,
have you ever lacked passion for anything you've done?
True.
That would be good. So where were you? What happened? Who introduced you to Young Living?
So I had kind of been on this journey of exploring natural health. I was starting to have some challenges with my own health and just kind of started seeing naturopaths and chiropractors and just kind of awakening myself to other different modalities of taking care of my body and my family. And so I had actually had, I think, probably if I counted 6 or 7 people talk to me about Young Living essential oils at some point in time. And it was nobody basically ever followed up with me. It was just kind of like, hey, I use oils for this. You might want to look into them. And I just wasn't ever ready to hear about it. And then one day I had actually seen, I think it was my chiropractor at the time, had shared that she was going to be having a class or going to a class. And so I made plans to go to this event, this class about essential oils with my sister-in-law, who is Megan Baldwin. And so we were going to go to this afternoon class and then just got busy after church and didn't end up going to the class and skipped it. And so the next weekend, my sister-in-law's husband, Travis, was at a mom and baby expo. We were actually seeing this movie called The More Business of Being Born, a natural birthing movie. And Adam Green and Carla Green had a little booth set up there. And Travis bought Megan a starter kit and all of the oils and everything. And so Megan got started and my husband said no, that I wasn't allowed to. And so Megan was using them. Oh, yes. So Megan was using them and I was like, I like what you're doing here. Yes. And so eventually
you weren't allowed to.
No, I wasn't allowed to. It was too expensive. Like, we were a single income family and he said, like, you know what? We have an entire cabinet full of health products that you're not using already. So you don't need more is basically where he was coming from. And so eventually I went to this class, which actually, funny enough, was in a bra shop that Adam was doing. And, that's where I went and I said, you know what? I'm sorry, honey. I love you, but I'm the one home with the kids all day. I'm in charge of their health and I see this as a benefit. So I'm buying a starter kit. So I did. And that's how I got started.
Yeah. Hear me. I am mom. Hear me roar.
Basically. Yeah. Yep.
And look at that little Adam Green. He's like sneaking around to all these risque things, you know, bra shops and baby seminars and just sneaking around trying to find his way into how can I get in front of moms and present my products and opportunity.
He was determined. I mean, like, he didn't let the comfort level at all stop him from pursuing what he was intending to do, right? So mad props to him.
Yeah, for sure. So you tried the products. Tell us about that. What was your product orientation process like?
So I started with the starter kit just like most people do. And I actually didn't join Essential Rewards right from the get-go because I was kind of going to be a one and done kind of a person. I was going to get my starter kit and already that was a stretch for my husband. So to consider more at first was a hard no. And so I just kind of started playing around. At that point, I had nothing for resources, didn't have a clue how to use them. I actually remember having a conversation with Megan one time, calling her up and my son was teething. And I remember Adam saying something about using oils for teething, but I didn't remember what it was. And so I called her and asked, you know, what was it that guy said about using for teething or whatever? And she actually said, I think it was Panaway. So I remember like taking Panaway and putting it right in my little guy's mouth, which is like, don't do that. That's a terrible idea. And he cried and then he was fine. He was totally okay. But I was like, okay, well, that actually did work, but I'm going to learn a little bit better on how to safely use these products. So, but that was one of the first things I remember doing. And the big aha moment for me actually was my little guy had had cradle cap forever. And I used like one drop of lemon 3 times and it was like all clear. So I'm like, huh, there is something to these oils. So just started using them and exploring and trying new things. And they've been our go-to for absolutely everything for the last 7.5 years. So,
and
yeah.
How many kids?
We have 4 now. So we've added 2 more into the whole process since we started.
So we always want to do this in Young Living. We want to map on rank advancement to child bearing, because yes, the two obviously go hand in hand. So as I ask you, and first year, what rank you ought to bake into that, like how many months you were pregnant during that rank advancement, same thing.
Yeah.
So, but before we get there, what happened that you saw opportunity beyond just being oily and using and maybe sharing a little product? What was the vision you caught about building, and how did you catch it?
Yep, great question. So I, like most people in this company, was not building a business from the get-go. It was like, not interested, don't talk to me about that. I had been burned once with like a friend of a friend who had gotten me involved in some sort of a network marketing company when I was in college. So I was just like, these things don't work. Of course, I didn't do anything with that opportunity, right? So that was on me, that I know now, right?
Wait, but, I have to ask you, what was it? What was it?
Do you want the name of the company?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what it was. It was like they sold long distance phone plans. Like it was, I don't even remember.
There was a million of those. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right. So that didn't work because you didn't work, but maybe it wouldn't have worked anyway.
Right.
So keep going. Tell us what happened. How'd you catch the vision, and what was the vision?
Yeah. So right away, like I noticed changes in my own home. And like, I remember from the very first class that I went to, I was already starting to think of other people that could use the product. And so like the very first person I thought of was my mom. And I just knew my mom needed these things. She had a number of different challenges in her life. And I thought, you know what, like mom needs these right now. So I called her up, knew nothing about how any of it worked, but I just said, mom, I'm trying these oils. I think you'll like them. You should get some. And she's like, of course, yes, 100%. So I enrolled my mom like within a couple of weeks of joining, and a couple other people, like my mother-in-law, had a class. Adam came and did a class for me. So I got a check like pretty quickly, but I was still not doing the business, and for a number of months was not doing the business. And I joined in January of 2012, and I remember specifically there was a long weekend in May of that same year, and I had a girlfriend over for a fire, and she asked me that night if I was selling Young Living, and I said no, like I'm not doing that. And 2 days later, I found myself at an event that Adam was doing at the Super 8 Motel in Rocky Mountain House, in this like tiny little room in this old hotel. And it was an hour drive there and back. And I think at that point in time, like I was home all day with the kids and I just wanted a night out of my house. So I was like, here's a great excuse for me to go and leave and take a road trip and have a girls' night.
Okay, so, stop. This is really important.
Okay.
Who cast the vision for you of going to that event, and how did they do it such that you chose? So you could have done a lot of things night out, right? But you chose to drive an hour to a cheesy hotel. Who cast that vision for you?
Well, you know what? I don't remember the specifics of how it went. I know Megan and I went together, probably also with my mother-in-law. Adam had done a really good job of keeping in touch too, and just kind of like showing up randomly. And we actually lived across the park from each other, and we didn't know each other at all prior to, but he would just like randomly ask if he could come for coffee and just, you know, things like that. So he was doing a really good job of like, you know, following up and just building relationships. So I don't remember, like Megan and I definitely went down there together and hung out that night. And it was at that meeting where Adam actually cried. Like he got up, and if he's asked me before, like, what was it that really stood out that night? And I think it was his raw emotions, his realness that really stood out. And he talked about how he had just found himself in a really dark place and not finding any purpose. And what he found with Young Living is it gave him a purpose. It gave him a vision. And he realized that time was so limited. It's our most limited commodity. And there was something in me that night that just realized that I really did have something in my hands that could help so many people. And I was allowing fear to, you know, fear of failure or fear of success or whatever that fear was to prevent me from actually doing what I knew I was called to do. I knew that I had something that I was supposed to be doing. And there was all these little seeds kind of, you know, waiting to sprout up. I just had to take the action and take the ownership of it. And so I remember driving home from the event that night, just changed. And I knew from that day forward, it was, this is the path I'm on and I'm owning it. So yeah.
Wow. All right. And then you went on an enrollment spree. So I'm looking at your stats, and 2012, you personally enrolled 31 people. And by the end of that year, your team was almost 200. What did you do, Jalene, to study so that you could become a competent, independent leader, so you could do your own, so you could be Adam for your people? How did you go through that process?
I would say I've generally been like, I believe in spiritual giftings. I think mine is leadership. I was always that person that, you know, in class, everybody would look to when you're in a group project, that they look to you and they're like, okay, what are we doing? So I always had that kind of leadership skill set. When it came to this in particular, I think it was just owning it and realizing nobody was going to do it for me. But I really saw the need to empower other people to basically build leaders. And that was something I started doing right away, in that, you know, I would, you know, get some people started, and then I would go to them and say, like, can you invite your friends over? Like, I'm doing this thing. I'd love to help you get a paycheck in your hand. Just invite your people. I'll come teach a class and go from there. And so I really started focusing in on that and getting paychecks in other people's hands. And then it just kind of created this momentum of people moving, right? So that was the big, big thing I started doing right away.
And did you have any challenge finding people to present to enroll, come to classes? How did you, like, if you were to coach me, I'm a new person, and maybe I don't have a lot of confidence, and I don't think I have a lot of contacts, how would you coach me to get out there and represent and cast a vision and get people to show up? What would you say to me about that?
I would say you have to show up with passion, because people follow the leader that have the passion. And so I was excited about what I was doing, and people just want to be a part of that excitement. I feel like there's so many distractions in life, and there's so many things that we're just like blah about. And to see somebody show up, and this is exactly what Adam did. He showed up with passion, and I was like, I want to be a part of what he's doing. And so I didn't have trouble getting people to classes at that point, because I didn't make excuses. I was like, I am doing this. This is my vision. Like, this is the goal. I had a view. I wanted, like, once I got started, I'm like, I'm going to be silver in 6 months from now. This is the goal. And so I had that concrete timeline. I hit silver 1 year to the day of joining, 6 months after I made the switch. And it was just like, there wasn't anything that was going to stop me from doing that. So I took ownership of it. And so, yes, I absolutely had no's, and I had people show up that, or not show up, or everything. And I didn't let that stop me. I just kept going. And then I was definitely feeding, like, looking for people that were coming to the classes that had that excitement too, and kind of scouting them out, and for sure booking classes from the classes. So I was going from class to class to class to class. And I didn't have any kind of a, it didn't matter where people were. And this has been something I've done throughout my entire career with Young Living. It doesn't matter where somebody is in my organization. If they show up and they're hungry and they're excited, then that's where I'm showing up and I'm running with that excitement. So yeah.
Beautiful. And by the end of year one, you were gold.
Yeah. Yep. So I hit gold. Yep. 1 year to the basically switching and deciding I'm doing it. So yeah.
And how old were your two children on your first year run to gold?
So my son turned one a few days after we hit gold. No, he turned two a few days after we hit gold is what happened. So when I started, he was 1 year old, and then my daughter would have been not quite five, I guess. Yeah, they're about 3 years apart. So
okay.
Yeah.
So you had, when you started, you had a four-year-old and you had a one-year-old, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Three-year-old, one-year-old. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Something like that. Okay. Yeah. And then in year two, you personally enrolled another 40 people and your team exponentially grew to almost 3,000. And did you rank advance to platinum? Yep. By the end of year two, you were a platinum. And just to make the package perfectly Young Living, were you pregnant in year two?
Yeah, I actually found out I was pregnant shortly after I hit silver. So when I hit gold, I was a good, like, you know, 5 months pregnant and had a baby that September. And yeah, so we hit platinum when our third was. Yeah.
Wow, that's just crazy. All right, and year three. Let's see, another 30 people personally enrolled, team grew to over 7,000 people, and you hit diamond. Did you have another child during that year?
Not that year. No, that year we took a little break. No, but we did. We did. We didn't have a baby, but we did move across to a whole other province, to a place that we knew nobody, and started, my husband felt called out here to be a part of a church plant. So we picked up and moved away from all of our family, our team, our friends, and basically plunked ourselves down into a whole place of unknown. And we actually hit diamond the month after we moved. So it was, yeah, another crazy.
Well, you know, the reason I ask these questions is it's really important for the listening audience to recognize that this can be done and be done successfully no matter what. I personally cannot imagine doing it, having children, young children, but it happens all the time. Women do it, moms do it, families do it, and you picked up and you moved someplace where you didn't have family and you didn't have friends, and you made diamond anyway. And so, you know, what people need to think about is you can either have a story that empowers you to do it anyway, or you can create a story about that's why you can't do it. And of course, most people create a story about I have this going on and so I can't. And, you know, that's fine. But the people who make it, they just make up a different story. And how do they do that, or why do they do it? No, they're inspired to. You know, like you said, you found passion in listening to Adam. And I think that's another key for making it, is to ask yourself out there listening audience, who are you listening to? So if you're not on fire about doing this, well, then you don't actually want to listen to yourself, right? Because you're not a good coach for you if you're not on fire. And you don't want to listen to people who are telling you not to do it, or don't, you know, be careful, or you probably can't, or don't put all your eggs in one, but whatever people are telling you. I mean, you can listen to those people, but what they're going to empower you to do is fade away from it. If you want to do it, you got to immerse yourself in listening to people that could inspire you to do it. And you might have to listen to a lot of different people before you hear somebody say it, right? In a way where, just like Jalene, you did such a beautiful job of boiling Adam's presentation down to he was vulnerable. And wow, that's actually quite a miracle, because that's not his normal state.
Nope.
And yet that's perhaps what did it.
100%.
Now, might it have come somehow else, sometime else, perhaps. But the fact that you put yourself in that room to listen to him, that's the miracle. People want to know, you know, how come some people make it and how come some people don't? Most people don't put themselves in the room.
Yep.
Most people don't listen to these interviews. Most people maybe only listen to them once, where they might want to listen to you 20 times till the lights come on. So what happened after that, Jalene? Diamond in 4 years, moved to a brand new city. Mm-hmm. Then what?
Then we bounced back and forth between Platinum and Diamond. I think at that point in time, on my run to Diamond, I was so focused on my goals that I was just doing the actions, like taking the steps, getting things done. But I kind of bulldozed people in a lot of ways because I was so focused and goal-driven. I wasn't focusing on really inspiring people or connecting people or that personal growth piece. And I really tell people that your business is going to be capped by your level of personal growth. And I hadn't done the personal growth. I was like, I had that raw, natural leadership ability, but there was a lot of pieces that I was missing in my character and my skill set. So I actually spent, I would say, almost the next 2 years, I don't know, my brain is not functioning if it's time, but anyway, somewhere along that time, 18 months or so, really focusing in on developing my skills. So I was attending every event I could. I was doing sessions. I was going for coaching. I was really building myself up so that I could reach that next level of leadership. And that was really primarily my focus and what got me to that next level. And then in the meantime, baby number four was coming along. And so I joke that I rank up every time I have a baby, and that's exactly what happened. I actually, when we hit Crown Diamond, it was a month after I'd had, or 2 months after I'd had our fourth baby.
Wow.
But during that time when I was pregnant, for me, I think it just kind of like lit that fire. It's like, I know what happens after you, like right after you have a baby, and I want my time to be focused and intentional now. And so I was really focusing on building that next level. And I started doing events like crazy, and I started really focusing on sharing the business with people and finding those leaders. And again, going deep within my organizations, because mine was a structure issue mostly. And just kind of looking for that hunger and that fire. And a lot of people that got started with me kind of got started, not by convenience, but like, and they were excited, but they maybe, I kind of was like, we're doing this, like, come on, like, let's go. But they maybe didn't have that fire themselves, but they connected for sure with other people that did. So in a lot of cases, it was kind of like looking deep, who's got activity, who's got excitement. And what I find is actually like now when I look in my organization, the people that are the most excited to work with me are like usually like really low, because then they're just more coachable, I think, than some of the people that maybe have worked with me forever, right? But I don't know.
That's human nature, that familiarity breeds perhaps not contempt, but apathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there is a point in time when leaders just naturally need to go somewhere else for their coaching, because what they're looking for is a new way of hearing it. New voice, and it's just normal. Yeah. So, wow, pretty epic run. Royal Crown Diamond now, just looking at a couple of your other stats, 37% of your people are on ER, which is right in line with the global percentage for Young Living, which is like why I joined and Kimmy joined Young Living, is that retention of people that join. 40% of the people that join stay active on ER, unprecedented in our profession. I've never seen that in any other company. And the result of that compounds in what for most people is a mysterious, but a very predictable and mathematical way. It compounds like recruiting, retention does. And I believe that number and that number alone is what's going to lead Young Living to be a $10 billion company. And then even go beyond that, you know, company like Amway got there, but the way they got there just really set the stage for them not really being able to go further. And Young Living has such a beautiful culture of it's really all about the product. And so much so that some people actually need to learn something about the income opportunity to be able to present it effectively. But this is such a product culture, and it's such a culture of repeat customers that we really are in a great place to ride and lead this opportunity to be the most extraordinary direct selling company in the history of the profession. So what is it for you, Jalene? What do you see for you? Now, you're in an interesting place that a lot of, well, all Royal Crown Diamonds get to. You have more money than you know what to do with, and more money than you ever expected you would know what to do with. So it's not money motivating you. It's not proving anything that motivates you. What motivates you for the next 5 or 6 or 7 years?
That's a really good question, because it's funny because I've actually really been exploring that lately, because we hit all of our goals, right? Like for me, it was like, let's get there, let's do it. And like one of our other big goals was to take our family on like a world schooling adventure, which we did that last year too. So it was kind of like, then I found myself in this place of like, okay, what's next? What is going to drive me? And it's like, I finally feel like I'm getting it again and seeing that next step vision. And I mean, of course, the whole time our goal is always to bring everybody up with us, right? Like I don't want to just be a Royal Crown Diamond. I want a team of 30 Royal Crown Diamonds on my team, right? So that absolutely drives me. And really what it is for me is that impact and that change. So impact is one of my greatest values. And when I can see that what we're doing is making an impact in somebody's family and their life, and that really drives me. I am very, very passionate about getting chemicals out of people's lives in every avenue and aspect, and, you know, fighting for people's freedom and every level and what that all looks like, whether that's medical freedom or freedom from slavery or freedom from just not living the life that we're called to live. I really want to be a part of building that freedom and keeping that freedom. And so now I'm just kind of exploring those next pieces of where does that lead me to go? Because I felt like I was almost in a place where I didn't have that excitement myself for a good amount of time. And I saw myself as not being, you know, I ask my people all the time, well, would you enroll with you? Would you want to be, you know, would you choose you as your leader? And if not, it's typically because of that excitement and passion is gone, right? And I felt that from myself for a while. So I feel now, especially we just coming off of a really big event that we did, because events are life in this business and in our team and in our people. I feel like that life is coming back. And it's funny, like I pop on my virtual office today and there's somebody who's enrolled and connected. And I'm like, where did this person even come from? But I feel like it was at that point now that I'm making that shift where it's like, okay, yes, I would follow me again. I would follow this person because that excitement is there. And so I feel that shift coming, which is really exciting. So I just want to encourage people too, because you're going to have ups and downs in this business. Like you have to expect that. There's going to be seasons where you are on fire and you are doing all of the right things. And there's going to be seasons where it's really stinking hard. And I've had a number of seasons where I literally wanted to quit. It was just too much, more than I could handle, lost the fire, lost the flame. But for whatever reason, I just kept going, right? Like having that bigger picture, knowing that every season that I've ever gone through that struggle, I come out a better leader, a better friend, a better business builder. And so like just sticking through those seasons and expecting them and knowing that that's where that growth comes from, right? In that struggle season. So yeah. anyway,
yeah, we don't learn much when we're on top, but no. the climb, boy, there's a lot of lessons in the climb. And, you know, you have accomplished so much, Jalene, that you are due and you have earned whatever rest, whatever retirement, whatever coasting phase you want to be in. Hey, if somebody would have told you in the beginning, hey, Jalene, you know, all you could ever earn is 50 grand a month. You can't ever earn any more than that. If once you get to 50 grand a month, you have to retire. What would you have said?
I would have said, yes.
I'll take
that's possible.
I'll take the 50 grand a month retirement, right?
Yeah. But you know what? It's funny. Like when I first got started, my goal was silver. Like my plan was I'm going to hit silver and I'm done. Like I was going to coast at silver was my initial plan because I didn't have the vision that I could be more, do more or anything. But what happened when I got to silver, I was having way too much fun. I was seeing so much growth. I was seeing so much success. I was seeing so much change in people's lives that I knew I had to keep going. And so yeah. Kept going, but yeah.
And you kept going, and you did something that's super brilliant. Is you recognized that at some point, as a leader, you're not worth any more money. You're not worth a higher rank. You're not worth it to your team. And it's not like an intrinsic worth. It's like your ability to serve them has panned out. Like you don't have any more inspiration. You don't have any more coaching. You're maybe not the role model that they need. And you recognized that early on and delved into, okay, I'm going to go get coaching. I'm going to go to events. I'm going to build myself up as a leader. Because that's how you rank advance. That's how you increase your income, is increase your worth to your team. Mm-hmm. And then they will respond. And then your sales go up and you rank advance and your income goes up. Mm-hmm. And so many people think they can get to platinum or diamond with the same ability they got to silver. Yeah. And it's really a different game. You know, one game is about doing classes and sharing and recruiting some people. And the other game is really about, okay, who are you being? And how are you inspiring? And what are you saying? And how are you coaching? And how are you training? And that's a different game that's worth more money. Mm-hmm. But most people need to go back to school, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To get that degree. So last thing, Jalene, just lay this on. Most people that are watching, listening to this are not silvers. They're not golds. They're not platinums. They're probably senior stars or executives. And what they want, perhaps more than most things in the world, is just to get to silver, just to get to $1,000, $1,500 a month, just to feel like, wow, this is really working for me. And yet, we know most people struggle. Mm-hmm. What would you say to the most people that are out there listening that are struggling? They want to get to silver, they want to get to gold, but mm-hmm. What would you say to unravel the but?
Yeah. Well, I think it was Jen Jordan who said, every Royal Crown Diamond is a star that didn't quit. And so I think that is such a good perspective. Everybody in this business who is successful starts in the exact same place. We all have the exact same opportunity. It's what you do with that opportunity that's going to differentiate your end results. And so the first thing I would say is make the resolve not to quit. That no matter what, you're going to keep going, that you're going to address the rejection, you're going to address the issues, you're going to address the the website issues, like all of the things that are going to happen, just expect it and just know that that's not going to be your reason to quit. And the next thing I would say is stop listening to all of the things and just do the things. Actually take action, actually connect with real people. Build those relationships, be intentional about it. Like reaching out to somebody every day, just in a conversation, being a good friend, making those connections, that's crucial to your success. And it shouldn't always be a sales, like, here's Young Living, here's what I'm selling, buy my things. But actually connecting with people and going out in the real world, in real life, and meeting somebody. Let's have a coffee. Let's go for a play date. Like, actually connecting with people and getting out from behind the screen. I'm feeling so much more and more that I want to be on social media less and less. And just making that focus again to be intentional about relationships and community. And I'd have to say, like, building that community has been a huge part of our success in creating culture within our team and creating those relationships, not just between myself and somebody I bring in, but the people I bring in each other. And so I would just really focus on connecting with new people, building that culture, and not getting so wrapped up in all of the how stuff, but focusing on your intention and your why, and then doing the action that's going to propel you towards the future that you actually see for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Doing the do instead of studying how to. Mm-hmm. Just do the do. And, you know, people, you may have a story, people, that, well, you don't know how or you can't. Mm-hmm. And so here's how I would inspire you to change that story. If Young Living gave you $100 for everybody you talked to, but you had to talk to at least one person a day, mm-hmm. even if you didn't talk to them about Young Living, even if you just talked to them about their life, mm-hmm. who would you talk to and what would you say? And would you have any trouble earning that $100 a day?
Yeah, so good. So good.
We think not. Right?
Yeah.
We think you'd find plenty of people to talk to and you'd figure out something to say and you'd mm-hmm. take the money at the end of the day. So if you can do that, you can do this. Mm-hmm. Just a mindset.
100%.
Jalene, you are a treasure to Young Living and your team, not only for what you've accomplished, but the integrity and the vision and the courage that you bring to this community. You and Dwayne are just beautiful, beautiful examples of what it means to be a Young Living leader. And
thank you.
I believe that you're going to inspire those 30 people around you. You're going to have a swarm of Royal Crown Diamonds lifting you up to whatever heights you want to go and whatever you want to contribute in this business.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate that. Yeah, we love our team. We love our people. And I know they're there. We've got, I consider them to be like the best in Young Living, but they're my people. So I love them dearly. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Some great ones. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for another Road to Diamond. Be sure to share these with your team. Don't listen to them once. Listen to them over and over again. These are the people you want to listen to change your story. These are the people that will give you that defining moment where you decided, oh my gosh, I can do this. And once you make that declaration, we tend to find people just go do it. Mm-hmm. So thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is Richard Brook and Road to Diamond.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's RUNTHRURANK.com. We'll see you there.